This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what we're going to be talking about today, just for the record, is medical tyranny. Trump pivots to mandate vaccinations under Operation Warp Speed. Folks, the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled, spin doctors, the useful idiots are now telling you, mask off. Exactly as to who they are and what it is that they mean to do. They want mandated vaccinations just like we had forecasted several months ago when this first came out. This is the pill and the jam. They want to force vaccinations on each and every one of us, friends, under the guise of our safety. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes, friends. With that, I also want to throw out a couple things that we need to be made aware of as well. You all know who the mommy, activist mommy is, right? She's a friend of a friend who started out from her home, and she just piped up one day, and she just took off. She's a great representative to speak to the women of this country on so many different fronts. I just seen a video of her, speaking of the activist mommy. And it's funny how she's talking about the Gestapo. It's funny how she's talking about the brown shirts. It's funny how she's now all of a sudden talking about how this is not the Third Reich and we are not to submit to unconstitutional edicts coming from the state. Great information. She's exactly right. To all those that criticized me for the line that we were on, I say, you can tell me you're sorry anytime you'd like to. Because now it's out there. Everybody's talking about what we have been talking about for years on the front. I'm not looking for accreditation. I'm not looking for your accolade. I'm just saying that we need to pay attention when the Holy Ghost is leading us somewhere, making us aware of the things that are taking place as he continuously blows the trumpet through those that are willing to put the trumpet to their mouth because they love God and they love their brothers and sisters because they love their country. Okay, so here we are. But it was interesting. The activist mommy was talking about how, listen carefully, friends, your said representatives in states across the United States of America are releasing sex offenders. Now, we knew that they were releasing felons. We knew that they were releasing and wanted to release in Seattle, Washington, friends, a repeat serial killers. Yes, you heard me right. It's interesting how they want to release serial rapists. As a matter of fact, the activist mommy actually brought up an individual who was guilty of raping a 12-year-old boy. They released him back out into the streets of America. And then she brought up the point of the woman that brought her in Idaho, brought her little daughter to the park and was arrested by the police. You need to pay attention to what this is all about. You also need to pay attention and pay close attention to the correlation, friends, between the government that says that they are looking out for you, that they are concerned for your safety. You need to keep in mind that they are the guilty party, as are the accomplices that stand back and do nothing concerning the American people. They are the responsible party that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. You know, it's funny how people talk about how we need to begin to deal with what's going on here in a more severe manner. Folks, it doesn't get any more severe than allowing your government to assail innocent babies in their womb now, does it? No, it doesn't. This is all about your safety, friends. People still can't see what this is about? Are you people kidding me? I just want to say this. Let them out. Because my generation is a generation that will hunt these jokers down. You violate their kids, you can mark my words, friends, it ain't going to go well. You know, it's interesting that they even made it through prison, because in most cases, how many of these child rapists, these pedophiles, have been murdered in prison? Instead of the judge actually dealing with them, according to Scripture, and might I add, nowhere can you find in Scripture as to how you're supposed to deal with an individual that rapes children. Why? Because it was an it was unspoken. They were unspoken crimes. There was zero tolerance for any crime to be committed like that in Scripture whatsoever. And also keep in mind, throughout Scripture, it was the curses that were amen, not the blessings. Let's put it into perspective. And they amened the curses, friends, the judgments, because that meant they were holding each other accountable to hold up God's moral law concerning those that would dare commit a crime against the child. I also want to tell you concerning these child rapists that have been freed by the government, when this is all about your safety in your care, friends, that want to vaccinate you, they want to put folks, they want you to accept their resolution concerning this virus that they cannot even prove. Just think about that. They want you to take a vaccination for a virus they can't even prove. Because it's not about the virus, it's about getting the vaccination into your body, just for the record. But I want you to go back to these people that your said representatives that are looking out for you and your safety, that are having mommies, friends, that are having mommies arrested for taking their children out to the park, that they're releasing repeat child sex offenders. Let me tell you their lot, okay? Luke 17:2 says what? It tells us, in the King James Version, it were better for a millstone to be wrapped around his neck and him to cast himself into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. When you go back to the Old Testament, right, what does it tell us? If they shall at all in any wise afflict a fatherless child, what does the Lord say he will do? In verse 24, Exodus 22, he said, "And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives will be widows and your children fatherless." Hey, folks, touch not the Lord's children. It's enemy. Isn't it interesting that the enemy of men's souls would have you go that direction? That's how sick some of these people are. They've had to feed this monster to commit the crimes that they have committed. And these monsters need to see the back end of God's justice firsthand. In this earth, as it is in heaven, friends. Not after they die. They need justice now. Your government is releasing sexual offenders, pedophiles, back out onto the streets of America. Then they have their brown shirts go out, just like activist mommy was sharing on her video this morning that just popped up. And the brown shirts come out and arrest the mom, as they're releasing child sex offenders back out onto the streets. Has anybody figured out what this is all about yet? I mean, what extremity do we need to bring you to before your eyes are pried open? I know there's many of you who could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. But I'll tell you, when you see it is when it happens to your kids. And it's a sad case for your child, isn't it? Americans need to stand up and be the Americans that God has called them to be in Christ first and foremost before we have the audacity to call ourselves patriots, which means to uphold dying laws. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, here with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, if you'd like to watch us live, please do go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 articles out there giving you information, friends, that actually stands against what you're being fed concerning the propagandists through the mainstream media, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of that page when you click on and grab a couple articles, friends, and join us on YouTube even now. Join us on live chat. We are live from 2 to 3 Central, Monday through Friday. Saturdays, 2 to 4 Central. And you can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click us on and join us on live chat. If you're driving and you're listening to one of the 120 affiliates that we have across the country right now and then some, please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're going to be talking about medical tyranny in just a couple minutes here. Trump pivots to mandate vaccinations under Operation Warp Speed. We're going to give you some information on that. But before we do, I'd had a conversation with someone this morning in Minnesota here. And interestingly enough, he had brought up, Ron Branster, he's an activist here, he had brought up the fact that churches are being encouraged right now by Liberty Counsel. It's a law firm out of Lynchburg, Virginia. Well, it's interesting because I just happen to have a friend over there named Richard Mastin. He is, he doesn't call himself the lead attorney over there, but he's my lead attorney over there, and this guy gets the job done. I invited him on the radio with me, and I wanted to kind of get the American people to listen to the initiative that Liberty Counsel is pushing right now concerning the opening of the churches across the United States of America. Thank you for jumping on with me, Richard. I truly appreciate it. I really do.
Hey, Bradley. Glad to be here. Yes, Liberty Counsel and a number of others were calling on churches to open and believers to start meeting again on Sunday, May 3rd. And you can visit the website reopenchurch.org for more info on that.
Amen. Can you tell us, Richard, some of the cases that you've taken up? I believe it was Liberty Counsel that actually backed Rodney Howard Brown concerning his issues. He was actually incarcerated in his particular county, and you guys intervened. And what took place after that happened with Rodney Howard Brown?
Well, because Rodney Howard Brown stood up and he said, I have to have church, he was arrested on Monday, and it was really egregious how it went down. But the Lord works through bad circumstances like Joseph and the life of Joseph. And in this case, by him taking that stand, the governor of Florida reopened the state for churches within 3 days, or by the end of the week, had removed the ability of the counties and the liberal Democrat-dominated cities to impose greater restrictions on churches than the state executive orders. And so it was his sacrifice and humiliation led to opening the state. I forget the tally of the numbers, but it's what, more than 12 million people, 16 million people in Florida that received freedom because of that action.
And it goes to show you the Lord does not use a majority to prevail. It shows you that he's willing to find the one man that's willing to stand up and do the stuff. And, I just high-five this individual, Rodney Howard Brown, for doing so. You had some other cases across the United States of America. Can you encourage other people that are listening even now as to the reasons why they should open up their churches and interject the law and show them how the law is for them, if you would, Richard?
Sure. So the law has been, what we've seen here is in Kentucky, we have Maryville Baptist Church, whose pastor has said that we have to maintain services. The governor in Kentucky has banned in-person church services and has been singling out Pastor Roberts for continuing to hold services. And he said we have to obey God rather than men. And so on Easter Sunday, they sent Kentucky State Police to put notices on windshields and no license plates for follow-up by county health department officials. And some people have been fired for attending church on Sunday by their employers. And just so you know, it's an illegal question for an employer to say, did you go to church on Sunday? That violates Title VII. And so,
amen.
So they should not be asking these questions, but these are topsy-turvy times, and that's what's happened. We filed suit, and we have sought a TRO. We drew an Obama appointee judge in the same judicial district where a Republican appointed judge issued a TRO against enforcement of a parking lot service ban. And so it's important because it illustrates who you vote for appoints the judges who will hear the cases. And it, justice should not depend on the difference between two people, but in this
case, right.
Not. And so we're going to appeal that. We've also filed suit on behalf of Lighthouse Fellowship in Virginia. The pastor had a service in a 225-seat sanctuary with only 16 people, and they were socially distant. And yet he received a criminal citation, up to a $2,500 fine, up to a year in jail. So I filed a notice of appearance for him on Monday in the criminal suit. And we filed suit in federal court the Friday before. And the bottom line is Governor Northam of Virginia says that churches can't meet with more than 10 people, and yet there's a photo of him on April 8th where there's 25 people in a room, including the governor, and they're practicing social distancing somewhat. There's people that are standing right next to the governor, and yet meetings for me and not for thee, and that violates the Constitution. And the First Amendment, the Founding Fathers in their wisdom, said, we're going to remove from the public debate the question of whether church is essential. Religious free exercise is essential. Churches are essential to the well-being of the community. The church meets, and the church is not a building. The church is the body of people who gather together, and they have an impact on the community that cannot be denied. And so churches must be free to provide spiritual health and help and comfort, because it's pointed out the man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. And these governors are saying that don't worry about spiritual death, only worry about physical death. And they have overblown the situation in a self-serving way. And it's also very hypocritical, as these governors say, we care about the elderly and the medically vulnerable, and we are so pro-life. And yet, Governor Northam said that when a baby is born who is not wanted or who survives an abortion attempt, that baby should be made comfortable, and then a conversation should ensue about what that child's future will be. So it's very hypocritical for them to want to protect us to death and at the expense of our liberties dying. And so we're encouraging churches and pastors to push back against that. Each church's situation is different, and so you have to satisfy yourself, but you have to know the potential risks of enforcement that you're facing, and you have to be willing to accept the consequences because, you know, like our brothers and sisters in China, their church meetings have been made illegal, and the government there has certainly upheld the government's ability to impose those restrictions. Here, many restrictions will be constitutionally upheld, especially by Obama appointee judges. But those restrictions rightfully should not be upheld. So we're in a state of flux. Liberty dies when people don't push back. And so we're encouraging people to command their public servant to inform them that.
That's right. That's right.
In the country. So sorry for getting long winded there, Bradley.
No, Richard. That's good. I got two more minutes, but I want to make clear this. What we're seeing right now in the United States is a government testing a people to see what they know and what they don't know. And I'm saying that and equating that to they're going to assume power over the people, and that only happens when the people don't know the difference. But when the people stand up and challenge their authority, how many times and how often do we find out that they never were given that delegated authority in the first place, Richard? And I think that's what's happening concerning the churches right now. Is that not true?
That's right. And the churches, because of Romans 13, we have appropriately sat and said, okay, we're going to take a wait-and-see approach. The government and the experts that were informing the government's actions or cheering on the government's actions were telling us that this was the worst thing since the Black Death, and we have to take extreme to combat this. Now, many of the more intellectually honest scientists who came out with dire predictions have said, whoa, I had predicted 500,000 dead, and now I'm revising my prediction to maybe less than 20,000. That was the scientists at Imperial College in Britain. And now we've seen in New York, 24.6% have tested of the population have tested positive for COVID antibodies. And that tells us is that these dire predictions are wrong, the data is wrong, and the course of action that we've taken has been absolutely wrong. And the potential impact on our country if these lockdowns continue is potentially catastrophic. And so the church has to lead the way. The church has to stand for religious freedom. Each situation is different, so the pastor has to make that decision in an informed way, whether they're going to choose to obey God rather than men. And but, you know, consequences can happen. We can't defend everyone. But if they are prosecuted and they follow the CDC guidelines of social distancing and sanitization, they can find a lot of those bullet points on our website, reopenchurch.org, and a legal memo that explains the situation. We want to be in a position to defend them. So we'll answer their request and see if we can defend them. But like I said, this is a country of many millions of people. In a sense, we're on our own, but in a sense, we're all in this together. And so we want to support the
church. Amen.
In that way.
Amen. Thank you, Richard. I totally appreciate it. Liberty Council, Richard Mast. Again, thank you for the short notice. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this medical tyranny. Trump pivots to mandate vaccinations under Operation Warp Speed. I didn't say it. They did.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is leaving the White House for the weekend. He's heading to Camp David. Now, this is the president's first trip outside the White House in about a month. The president is scheduled to take part in a Fox News town hall Sunday night. Meanwhile, at the White House, Kayleigh McEnany giving her first press briefing talking about the Paycheck Protection Program.
This program has been extraordinarily successful. During the first round of PPP loans, 1.6 million loans were issued to small businesses. Of those 1.6 million loans, 1 million of them were given to companies with 10 or fewer employees. So it has gone to small businesses and businesses that need it most.
As the nation's first stay-at-home orders that were issued have begun expiring, many states have begun relaxing some of the restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Americans can now go to a restaurant in some states if they maintain social distancing. This is USA Radio News. A top White House advisor is saying President Trump is open to extending an invitation to Michael Flynn to visit the White House. Kellyanne Conway saying that Flynn was improperly treated during an FBI investigation and the general served the nation for decades with distinction and didn't deserve to be targeted just because senior FBI officials didn't like the incoming president. Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Napolitano reminds everyone,
classic case of the FBI setting out to entrap someone, whether they like him or not, whether they think he's guilty or not, that's not the goal. The goal must be justice.
Three more airlines are going to require passengers to wear masks while flying. American, Delta, and Frontier are joining JetBlue in insisting people cover their faces in the plane. The requirements take effect between May 4th and May 11th. Frontier is asking passengers to agree to a health acknowledgement that says they have not been exposed to coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Okay, so here we go. And by the way, again, if you're listening to the commercials, I know some people, they got to be entertained every second of their lives. And if they listen to these commercials, man, it's just they got to fall off and go find someone else to entertain them. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. Well, the fact of the matter is I'm not here to do that. I'm here to sell you the truth. And the Bible says that you're to buy the truth and sell it not. That's why I'm here, just for the record. But for those that were listening during the break, it's interesting, again, we've been talking about this for months now. Every single commercial is based off of driving the narrative that they cannot prove. Now you just heard during the break, friends, that airlines are jumping on. And keep in mind, these big corporations and companies, they're all in this global order together. That's why you see when one does it, they all do it across the United States of America. That is called a conspiracy, just for the record. Okay, I'm just updating people that haven't quite got onto the facts of the matter concerning what is actually happening here. I know many people have been brainwashed into believing that everything's a theory, but let me ask you something. How's that one working out for you? And keep in mind, it was the mainstream media that told you all of this was theory. Now we're in it, aren't we? Yeah, I was the guy telling you it was a conspiracy. They were the ones telling you that I was a theorist. Now, the fact of the matter is conspiracies are very real, and it's exactly what's happening here today, friends. Airlines, a couple of them now saying you're going to have to wear a mask. Then don't give them business, folks. You heard them also say that they were talking about some of these airlines are going to require papers that you're not COVID-19 positive. Baloney. Friends, this has to stop. It has to stop now, but it didn't. Okay? President Donald Trump is now pushing forth a new goal. It was the old goal. He's just showing you who he is again. Operation Warp Speed. That's a partnership with pharmaceutical companies and the military in a rush to create a coronavirus vaccination that will be mandated. Matter of fact, what he's doing right now, and I know that, listen, you need to pay attention, folks. Are you paying attention that all of this vaccination stuff is being laid on the Chinese? But who's presenting it to you on a daily basis through a coronavirus task force team? The president is. I know that Pelosi's being accused of this, that, and the other thing. She's just as much a criminal as the guy in the People's White House, friends. But who's opening the way? Who's opening the curtains every day to give these special interest groups, Anthony Fauci, who's on Bill Gates' board, to sell their agenda, namely their vaccination? Who does it more than the president of the United States of America does? Nobody does. But I know it's Pelosi's fault. As a matter of fact, Trump followers and Trump worshipers, they're now blaming Fauci. They're blaming Bill Gates. You know who they're not blaming, friends? The president of the United States of America, who's now creating executive orders to mandate mandatory vaccinations. Where is he deriving that authority from? Again, not from we the people, not from the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3. Where is he creating it? Well, he's creating it and he's pushing it forward on the stupidities of those that don't open their eyes to what he's really doing here. We're to judge them by their fruit, not by what they say, Matthew 7:16. Also notice the pharmaceutical companies that came into play, which shows you that he's a player with the globalist agenda. This is nothing but his fruit since day one, by the way, and I can prove every point that I'm making. But it's interesting to note that the pharmaceuticals were opened up back in the 60s. It was John F. Kennedy that shut the door on Western medicine and big pharmaceutical companies, if you didn't know that. That was another reason many people laid to the fact that he was actually assassinated. One of the reasons of many. Okay. But we also know that when George Bush Sr. was in office, he opened the floodgates to the pharmaceutical companies to go ahead and make you and your families a prey to the pharmaceuticals and Western medicine, just for the record, just so you know where this is coming from. Again, there's the Bushes, right? But now we see Donald Trump in cahoots with pharmaceutical companies and, listen carefully, the military in a rush to create a coronavirus vaccination that will be mandated. What he's really doing, friends, here is he's stepping into Bill Gates' shoes, and you can rest assured the only thing that you're going to hear from Donald Trump's followers is nothing but crickets. They'll say this is a bunch of lies. They'll say it's fake news. They've been taught well, them sheeple have, right? Anybody that tells the truth concerning this administration, friends, of course, is fake news according to Donald Trump and his followers. Shame on you for not taking the time to know the difference. Now, according to a report by Bloomberg, the Trump administration, listen, is organizing a Manhattan Project-style effort to drastically cut the time needed to develop a coronavirus vaccination. They want a vaccination, friends. They want to mandate a vaccination concerning a virus that they cannot even prove. It's not the virus attacking Americans, it's the government attacking Americans, just for the record, as I'm sharing with you now. Now, with this, much of the goal of making enough doses for most Americans, they're hoping to have by the year's end. This is all pre-planned, by the way. Instead of eliminating the police state and tyranny, Trump is doing just the opposite. He's now sided with Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, making him complicit in the removal of people's basic human rights. Now, I want to stop right there because I want, again, people to understand that your rights are blood-bought. I want you to consider before you hand off and forfeit your God-given rights to a wannabe tyrant that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ideologies that you are now submitting yourselves to. How come it's never government enforcing our rights to liberate us? It's always a slow, incremental process of stripping us of our God-given rights. Why? Because this only happens through an uneducated people. That's how you create slaves, and that's exactly what people are doing. They are making themselves subject to be good slaves. People that have a knowledge and understanding of their founding documents, starting with the Word of God, folks, they don't make good slaves. No, they'll resist the tyranny. And we need more of that back in this country, friends. Now, it's time to call a spade for a spade, a tyrant for a tyrant. Brian from the YouTube channel, super cool guy, It's called High Impact Flicks. He detailed the problems with the vaccination and how quickly Trump pivoted, like he has on so many different issues, to help the biggest and most corrupt pharmaceutical companies in the world. He said, I want to ask you a question. Are you really against vaccinations? I am. The Bible tells us in Leviticus 19:19 not to mix blood. Okay? Just for the record. It's better to obey God than man. Acts 5:29. Okay? They work for me. I don't work for them. When they start talking about mandating anything, you better understand what you're up against and what you're dealing with. It is called mask off totalitarianism. Okay? Are you against vaccinations, Brian asked? Are you against government-subsidized, taxpayer-funded pharmaceutical benefiting? Friends, what these people are doing, again, let me break that down. Federal government is stealing away your tax dollars, and they are reallocating them to big pharma companies to take and have more control over the lives of the people that are working to pay the taxes. That would be called treason against we the people. That's what they're doing. Are you really against Bill Gates and his supported vaccinations? Now, let me ask you a question, Brian asked. Are you for or against Donald Trump? Are you for or against Barack Obama? Do you suffer from congenitive dissonance? Are you trying to hold two mutual exclusive and diametrically opposed ideas or beliefs in your minds at the same time? See, the mainstream media is now saying that this is a good thing. Notice also, friends, that the mainstream media has been pushing the same agenda and same narrative since day one. Let me also remind you, Fox News is going right along with it. The said conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are going right along with it. Both the right and the left, as you have been conditioned to believe in this country, we are not ruled by party affiliation. We are ruled by law. We are constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But isn't it interesting that you now live in a time where you have Fox News and MSNBC, you have the left and you have the right all agreeing on the same narrative. Why? Because they're all a part of the same plan. They're all clowns in the same circus of politics. When are Americans going to figure it out? The only thing I can do, again, is blow the trumpet. Nothing more and nothing less. Folks, the mainstream media is now saying that this is a good thing because they've conditioned the people that there's a virus out there, that they really care about us, and that they're really looking out for our safety as they sanction the murder of innocent babies in the womb, as they take your boys and send them to fight in third world countries, fighting off said dictators, say they, as they put it in your minds through the media, that are resisting a new world order that your government is advocating for. Right? You better know what's right and what's wrong. God is not a respecter of persons, friends. Remember that. And it's better to be on God's side than on corrupt man's side, and you better get on the right side of the fence. I can hear the sheep over there and the goats bleating together, trying to figure out who they are. Well, which ones know the voice of Christ, the good shepherd? Which ones know the voice of a stranger? Get away from them. Well, John 10 tells us that. Which voice are you listening to? Hey, folks. Trump is doing the right thing, say at the mainstream media, and their reporting of it should concern anyone who wants the freedom to decide what goes into your body. Your body. Hey, folks, did anybody hear the audio of Donald Trump saying that everybody needs vaccinations? Folks, this guy, on a daily basis, is transformed into the image that the Word of God has always told us that he is. He's a liar. There is no truth in him. He's already sold his soul, and now he's selling his country and his people down the river. Right? Luke 22:48. It's the same thing that Judas did to Jesus Christ when he betrayed him with a kiss. Hey, folks, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, here we go, folks. I want to finish this up. We're just talking about our friend Brian and his channel, High Impact. He had also brought up the point, wait until you see the name of the operation. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is medical tyranny. This is what this is. I hate to go there again, but this is what the Third Reich did, friends. Medical tyranny, Trump pivots to mandate vaccinations under operation. They called it warp speed. Brian from High Impact said, wait a second. Okay, listen carefully. He said, wait until you see the name of the operation. He said, I thought, no way. No, it can't be this blatant. And if this is true, there's no way people are still going to be for Trump after this is all over with. He said it's called Operation Warp Speed. The project will join pharmaceutical companies, listen carefully, along with government agencies and the military. He said that they're all in this together. Yep, I know what Scripture tells us. Isaiah 28, verse 18 tells us that they're allied together in a covenant of hell and in a covenant of death. But let me tell you what the Word says. It will be disannulled. But again, it's better to preserve. Prevention is better than cure, friends. Either we're going to deal with them and pull out the rope, or else we're the ones that are going to lose everything we've got, including possibly our lives. Oh, Bradley, that's just extreme. Is it? Is it? To suggest such a comment shows me your lack of understanding of world history in so many different fronts. Brian goes on from High Impact. Now they're just putting it in our faces. He said, here's that thing you can do about it. We're going to get the vaccination going. You're going to have to have a vaccination certification. And folks, you knew this is where they were pushing it. I want to say, these are the same people that sanction murder of the innocent babies in the womb. Where did you think of people like that were going to bring it? Folks, they don't know anything about honor. They don't know anything about patriotism. They've never had to do anything but have other criminals cover for them all the way to the top of the political ladder. What sort of people what do you think they're going to do? Has anybody ever seen the criminal track record on Donald Trump, by the way? Oh, my goodness. All covered up. All hidden from the eyes of the American people. Just letting you know. Brian goes on, he says, are you really still for Master Trump? You know, people were checked out. You guys who are for Trump now, you call people out who were for Obama. The signing of the NDAA and the re-signing of the Patriot Act under Obama, Trump did the same thing. You called it tyranny then. What is it called when Donald Trump does it? He's acting in a despotic manner, friends. Then Trump comes along and does the same exact things, just like Obama did, and what do you hear? Absolutely nothing. Because everybody that supports Trump, that was against Obama, are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites, and that's exactly, by the way, why you have a left. Because it shows you that it's the fruit of the right. And if this guy in the People's White House is the best that the right can give you, or, you know, as they say, that was delivered up to them by the powers that be. They just didn't know any different. That should show you how corrupt they are. And it's exactly what it does. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Folks, this is the best that you have on the right. They hail, they worship this man that's attempting to mandate vaccinations through pharmaceutical companies, government agencies, and the U.S. military. Oh, and don't forget about the U.N., friends. You remember a couple months back when they were pushing for those that would be a part of the United Nations, they needed a language interpreters. Remember that? In New York. My goodness, friends, you got such short-term memory, so many of you do. That's exactly why they continuously do what they do on a daily basis, because you forgot what they did yesterday. So they do something different tomorrow. Hey, folks, what's the world come to? This news isn't going to sit well with some, but you can rest assured, all those people that I talked about concerning the left and the right, the outlets, and the party affiliations unconstitutional that are supporting, notice how they're all supporting the initiative. And also notice, friends, that regardless if they can actually substantiate the facts concerning a virus that they call coronavirus, which they can't, they are ignoring hundreds of thousands of doctors all over the world today that are calling out Fauci and Bill Gates and Donald Trump for advocating this for who they are. It's all predicated on another lie to force something now, not into your homes, I'm sorry, not into your states alone, not into your cities, not into your counties, not just into your homes, but now into your body. I'm not the one pushing that narrative. The federal government is. The state governments are. And the little brown shirts that are out there doing what they think is their job. They have seared their consciences is what they have done. Folks, this is ridiculous. There's nothing legal about what they're doing here. Folks, we have to be fixed in direction when it comes to our rights and our freedoms. We need to know what these people who declare themselves as rulers and they act like rulers, not representatives, are planning to do to us, because the writing is on the wall. Folks, Donald Trump is the one pushing the elitist agenda. He's the front man, and he always has been. I got to make another point before the end of the show. But there's some people out there that call themselves preachers that are going out and about talking about how special it is that Donald Trump is in office. I'll tell you what, if that's where that guy's discernment is or that woman's discernment is, I would shut them off and never listen to them again a day in their life, because it's pretty simple as to how we're to judge men, and it's by their fruit. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Okay, so you have that. I want to make one more point. Did you hear about the woman in Texas who has armed protesters, civilians, in front of her, protecting her and her business from the government who is attempting to force unlawful edicts by telling her to shut down her business? Why is it a woman doing this? I'm high-fiving her, by the way. I'll tell you why. Because you have a bunch of effeminate men sitting around watching a bunch of football players in tights fighting over a pig ball. That's why. That's why the women are doing what the men should be doing. I want to be an encouragement to the men that are doing their job. Your women love you for it. Your wives love you for it. Believe me. That's what God ordained, that the woman should find her place in the man. He's the one that's supposed to take the lead. But you know what? When the men don't do it, the women do. And I'm going to stand there with them as well. Texas, with armed protesters in front of her, a salon owner, business owner, dares the cops to arrest her for opening up. Folks, this is tyranny. Listen to this carefully in ending.
The owner of a North Dallas hair salon today is daring city and county authorities to arrest her now. Salon a la mode was served with another court order to close, which the owner immediately refused to adhere to. CBS 11's J.D. Miles has more from the salon, where the situation becomes even more intense.
Hi, guys.
Shelley Luther walked out to cheers from a crowd of supporters of the Open Texas movement. She opened her North Dallas salon last week in defiance of the county order to remain closed during the COVID-19 public health emergency.
Texas needs to get back to work.
Luther may have passionate supporters outside her salon, but city and county authorities are not among them. They served her today with a temporary restraining order to close after issuing her a citation last week.
Mm-hmm. Saying that you do have to close, are you going to close?
No. Okay.
She's saying I'm not going
to
close.
To abide by it, saying later that nothing short of arrest will shut her salon down.
There's a very good chance that I'm getting arrested today, and I will do everything I can to keep the shop open because I'm not closing the store.
Amen. She's doing her job.
Me, I have someone that will keep the store open because it's our right to keep the store open, and it's a right for those women to earn income for their family.
Luther's continued defiance of Dallas County Judge...
Listen to how they're putting a bias on her,
non-essential business
bias,
raises questions about whether it has any teeth.
All I know is he's abusing his power, and
she's right.
He's got to be stopped somehow.
Amen.
In Dallas, J.D. Miles, CBS 11 News.
Amen, folks. Come on. Hey, man, you effeminate pansy sitting around watching the women do the stuff here. We're seeing more of this all over the country. As a matter of fact, if you look globally, you're seeing the women stand up to do what the men won't do. You're a bunch of cowards. And when you look at the judgments of God found in Revelation, starting in chapter 21, verse 5, going down to the end of it, notice it's the fearful that will be that will be the first to end up in hell. And you heard what Richard Mass, an elite attorney from Liberty Counsel, said. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, I want to add the judgment. You're going to answer for everything that you do and everything that you don't do. And you know what? When we're up there and I see this going down and I see the woman come up, I want to be there and say, you know what? You did the stuff when they weren't willing to do it. Men, let's stand up and be the men that God has called us to be so the women can actually honor their men. I care more about that than taking criticisms and throwing them on the back of those that don't, in all sincerity. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.